There's a term that we've been actually learning over the last couple of years that's becoming a little popular. It's called alert fatigue. It just becomes random noise, right? And you're managing that stuff manually. That is a royal pain in the rear, right? So if we can help make a lot of this stuff easier, streamlined, and more automated, then why wouldn't you take the time now to do it?
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Partner POV, brought to you by AlertOps. I'm your host, Katie Bavoso. In a world where businesses are having to do more with less, whether it's smaller budgets, fewer people, or closer deadlines, AlertOps wants to take some of that burden off of businesses with automated incident response and management. Who is best positioned to benefit from AlertOps solutions or from its partner program? Let's find out. I'd now like to welcome my guest today, Chief Revenue Officer Raphael Sangili and Senior Product Manager Cam Shrikant, both from AlertOps. Welcome to both of you, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much
thank
for
you,
having
Katie.
Me.
Let's start out with an introduction to AlertOps that I think that's going to be really important for those who may not have heard you before or just might not be too familiar with you. Tell me about your solution offerings and what kinds of customer businesses they're designed to help.
AlertOps is something that I like to consider in the best way possible as plumbing. You can't live without it. It's something that's essential, but it's nothing that is super fancy or high tech. We have a lot of benefits that we provide for a very, very necessary gap that exists in infrastructure and operations today. So AlertOps effectively bridges the gap between humans and technology by being the last layer of communication, making sure that everyone receives the right messages at the right time with the right information.
And much like plumbing, once you have it, you can't go back, right?
Yes.
I don't know what the other option is, and I don't want to think about that. So
I'll
relate that the same way. Great points there. What I find interesting is your platform can be leveraged by enterprises or managed service providers, either or. How can an MSP buy your tools?
So there's a couple ways you can buy our tools. You know, we have different partnerships depending on who you're working with based on our integrations. I mean, we have integrations across multitude of channels with almost all the major tools in the MSP ecosystem. But the easiest way really is go to alertops.com. Our pricing is very straightforward. It's right on the website. We also pride ourselves in not doing any like hidden fees and startup fees and all this random crap that no one likes to pay for. Like, we keep it super simple. All of our pricing is all included for everything. So we try to make it as easy as possible.
And I also said MSP, but who are your ideal types of partners?
The cool thing about AlertOps is we're vertical agnostic, right? So it really doesn't matter what piece of technology you're touching or what industry your company is in. Ultimately, every organization that has reached a certain level of maturity today has a digital footprint. Right? That's unavoidable. You need a website, you need a POS system, whatever that looks like. Ultimately, you need some digital footprint, you need a way to monitor it, and you need a way to track and view the data. And that exists today. Now, the problem is there is a gap that exists between the monitoring and the tracking. That's a gap that AlertOps bridges. So with respect to the type of customers, anyone that is either building a larger scale service desk, NOC team, service management team, pretty much any organization with a digital footprint and a hand on technology can benefit from the use of AlertOps.
Great point, Cam. I also, like, anybody who's getting inundated with alerts, there's so many different tools that IT companies are and IT teams are using nowadays. There's new stuff coming out every week, some other new AI tool that comes out. Like, every week, these guys are buying all these different tools and they don't all connect. They don't all work together. So now you have disparate alerts coming from disparate systems. It makes it really hard to focus on, like, what's important right now, right? Our biggest brand promise is we make sure you don't miss anything important ever. And the way we do that is by taking all those disparate tools and funneling into our system to make it really easy to kind of get rid of the noise. So you can just focus on, like, what's really important right now.
Speaking of disparate and all those alerts coming from different places and putting that into one space, what software does AlertOps integrate with?
We like to say we literally integrate with everything. I mean, anything. You can make software out your house if you want, in your backyard, if you're making some software. If it has a webhook or an email hook, we can plug into it. The goal is, the value of our tool is that we can literally work with any software you have. And our team will white glove, onboard, and integrate every single tool you have into AlertOps for you.
The fact is, in today with digital transformation, cloud migration, all this fancy words, all it means is more moving parts, more places where things can break. And the fact that we can plug into literally everything allows us to truly provide that single pane of visibility.
Yeah. I mean, one of the cool things I think for people coming from the most with us, depending on where you're at in market size, MSP market, obviously we plug into most of the MSP tools, ConnectWise, Autotask, the Kaseya's of the world, all those tools, Enable, right, is a big partner of ours as well. Halo, all those PSA ticketing systems out there, we have native integrations with already built into ConnectWise. And then on the mid-level and service, enterprise side, you know, tools like ServiceNow, a lot of bigger tools as well, we also have really strong integrations with. So again, we try to meet our partners and our teams where they're at, right? We want to make it as easy as possible for them to work with us.
Speaking of being where we're at, this is the age of AI. I don't think a week has gone by where I haven't spoken about it. Everyone seems to be offering some form of automation or AI in their solutions lately. So what makes AlertOps stand out from the rest?
So I love that you mentioned how frequently AI is used, because that's on a day-to-day basis, something that I get very excited and subsequently very angry about on a repeat occurrence. Now, AI is cool. There are a lot of applications that can drive business value and optimize processes. The problem is a lot of tools that I'm seeing today are leveraging AI for AI's sake. What are you actually solving? What are you actually doing? So AlertOps is kind of framework around how we leverage automation and how we approach artificial intelligence, specifically machine learning, is we're not going to go down a rabbit hole unless it drives value. So every piece of automation functionality that we have in our workflow engine is designed around your ticket lifecycle and your alert management profile, so that anything that we do automate actually drives value for the business. In the same capacity that when we're talking about machine learning, what does AlertOps really have that it can provide AI for? Alert data, right? We're not going to tell you that, hey, you should go ahead and switch up the server that you're using. No. We're going to tell you exactly what we have access to and how we can optimize your business using the event intelligence and insights that machine learning, as well as the operational efficiencies that automation poses.
One of the cool things that we can do, since we are working with all these different partners, and we can see a bunch of different types of incident management, our recommendations and best practices and what is best in class alert management, we're one of the few companies that can provide those kind of resources and insights. And then we can provide you prescriptive advice of like, hey, how do you make improvements to make things better, right? I mean, obviously, if you're using a tool like AI or anything else, there should be notable improvement over time. And that's kind of what one of our brand promises is too, is we work with us, we want to help you kind of whatever you're doing, make it a little easier and faster to work with. If not, what's the point?
So let's bring this into the real world. Is there a success story that you can share with me in which you and a partner work together to help a customer streamline their operations, save money, or just overall become more successful?
From a managed service provider standpoint, currently, we have noticed a 30% reduction in time to acknowledge, right? Now, what does that actually mean? Every MSP lives and dies by their SLAs that they have with their clients, right? So the faster that you can address your SLA, the faster you work on resolution, rather than you're scrambling to make sure that we've got a record at this timestamp, so that that way we're not going to get charged with any financial penalties that accompany an SLA breach, right? So overall, 30%. Now, on a case-by-case basis, I can give you a specific example of an MSP, specifically out of like the Atlanta suburb area. They have a lot of disparate tools, right? They have multiple RMMs as well as multiple PSAs based on the types of customers that they're dealing with. And there is no effective way for them to consolidate, right? Because they have a professional services team that goes across both. They have one team siloed in ConnectWise, one team siloed in Autotask. And the problem is that they grew their stack by acquisition. And there was no real way for them to continue day-to-day operations effectively without taking a break from their business for 6 months and saying, hey, let's go ahead and re-envision how we're doing monitoring and ticketing. So what AlertOps did was we were able to bring all of the alerts from their disparate PSAs, as well as RMM, SIM, SOAR, EDR, XDR, and we normalized that data set. So a ticket number, whether it's coming from ConnectWise or Kaseya, is a ticket number. So when a tech, irrespective of what team they're on, sees something, they can understand where it's coming from, what customers impacted, what is the service level associated with it, and how do we address it, and they get that information in real time. So the average time they were taking just to identify where the issue was coming from was 10 minutes. 10 minutes just to find a ticket. And we cut that down virtually to zero.
Wow, that's really impressive. And thank you for sharing that with us, Cam. It makes me wonder, obviously, there's a lot of success happening at AlertOps right now. But why is now the perfect time for resellers to partner with AlertOps?
There's a term that we've been actually learning over the last couple of years that's becoming a little popular. It's called alert fatigue. Mm-hmm. It just becomes random noise, right? And then if you have a team that also has on-call schedules, you have to have one, you know, certain team or certain members after hours, and you're managing that stuff manually, that is a royal pain in the rear. Right? So if we can help make a lot of this stuff easier, streamlined, and more automated, then why wouldn't you take the time now to do it? When is the appropriate time to get rid of that noise and kind of making things a little easier from responding and dealing with incidents as they come up, right? I mean, that's just the question. Every company is a little different depending on where you're at in your growth cycle, depending on where you're at in your tool set. One thing that we can help provide is maybe some consolidation of tools we've seen across the board too. So whenever you go through your review period, you're thinking about your stack, you're thinking about what makes sense for the future, I think that's a great time to consider, hey, what am I doing to manage all these alerts and making sure that we're not missing anything that's really important across the board?
You've recently announced that AlertOps is now live in the ServiceNow marketplace, and you'll soon be available in the Azure marketplace. How accessible is AlertOps, and how can partners just generally do business with AlertOps?
We started off as a pretty small software company, as a lot of people do in the space, and we grew to a point that now we're receiving, one, market validation, a lot of it, but then two, the concept of automation and the concept of AI and identification of where things can be streamlined is becoming a more mature and mainstream process. And because of that, AlertOps has committed to enhancing its availability and its presence across every major marketplace, realistically by the end of 2025 right now, is our current goal.
How does AlertOps bridge that gap between disparate alerts and notification tools? We've talked a lot about bringing it all into one place, but obviously we're still seeing that gap there. So how are you mitigating that?
So from a standpoint of disparate tools sending a bunch of different alarms, right? The first thing is the data is not normalized. There's no way to do that without something in the middle. And AlertOps helps normalize the data so that the data becomes comprehensible. Right, making sure that anything that we have or are sending to someone is readable and comprehensible is step one. And by normalizing the data, we're able to achieve that. But then beyond that, we automate a lot of the manual processes that are taken by a service desk manager, an operations coordinator today, right? A set it and forget it scheduling. You set the order of your users and the rotations happen automatically. There's no time that's wasted, an hour a week setting up your rotations. Then beyond that, the definition of who knows their business best is the business itself, right? A service desk manager or an MSP CEO can speak a lot more to the specific issues, the volume of tickets, the types of service requests they're getting better than any AI could ever, right? So while AlertOps is definitely embracing the notion of machine learning, we provide a platform that allows MSP owners as well as technicians to automate rule sets that they know provide efficacy for their own service desk operations. So make sure that they can build their own rules, aggregate and consolidate the data, and then the final piece is notification and escalation. Based on the type of issue, based on the SLA associated with the customer, we will kick off a blast. If you want to call someone 15 times in a minute, we'll do it, right? Because if it's a major incident, you might need to.
Again, our brand promise, we really mean it. It's such a simple brand promise, but we stick by it, is we want to make sure that when something important happens, you don't miss it, right? We want to make sure that that fear that MSPs have when they kind of go to bed at night thinking like, man, did I catch all of that stuff? They have to go through my junk drawer folder on my Outlook of all my random tickets just to make sure I'm not missing anything. We're seeing so much of that. It's just, again, as the speed of business is moving so fast now, there's so much stuff happening. That in order to scale effectively, if you're still having that junk drawer full of notification folders, that's not going to work anymore, right? So again, one of the cool things I can point is that you might know how to work yourself. You might have a really interesting, unique process about how to approach things and do things. We can definitely work with you and then help set benchmarks and show noticeable growth over time. Again, that's part of our promise is we want to help you get better. We want to see how that's working, work with your team, and make improvements where we can.
Let's talk about your reseller partner program. What opportunities and incentives can new partners expect?
Well, our partner program is, again, pretty selective right now. We're not trying to boil the whole ocean. It's really almost more of like an invitation-only thing, but we are open to some partners in the right space where it makes sense, right? Where we can partner together to deliver specific outcomes from your clients. If they have a co-shared, co-managed environment where they're dealing with a bunch of tickets, they have a lot of stakeholders, we can definitely work on a referral program that makes sense. But again, to make a channel program as easy as possible, if somebody's interested and sees a fit for what we do and would like to partner with us to go to market, we encourage them to reach out to us. We'd love to talk and then see if like a really mutual beneficial partnership makes sense.
So you just talked about it being selective, Raph. So I'm wondering, if I am an IT channel reseller, what should I be doing or selling to indicate that I'm a good fit for the AlertOps partner program?
I'm thinking if you're a partner that deals a little bit more mid-market, instead of just the SMB, or you have a lot of like unique stakeholders that need to be in charge of, again, kind of a co-managed situation. You have really important stakeholders that need to know kind of what's going on when incidents happen. If you're a really high-end SOC provider, typically also we find a really good fit for some of those partners. Those are the kind of people we feel would might be a better fit to work together on stuff. We're seeing different use cases for how AlertOps is being used, whether it be in oil and gas, whether it be in medical and hospital situations, whether it be in even access control. There's so many different ways that we're getting pulled in different directions. Industrial service automation. We have so many different places that are being pulled into that. Look, we're open. The good thing about where we're at as a company and where our growth stage is at is that we're not too big to listen and to find new opportunities. There's a great path forward, a really strong use case for what we can do together. Listen, we're open to talk.
And how critical is the channel to AlertOps as a business? You talk about that you're being selective, but you're really looking for people to come and bring opportunities and vice versa. So how is AlertOps investing in the channel and showing up for your partners now and into 2025?
I would say three ways, right? One is our support. Our support, when we say white glove, we really truly mean white glove. Like, we try to take care of as much of the stuff as possible for you, right? The last thing you want to think about is how to figure out how to code some new integration to our tool, right? We want to make all that stuff streamlined and simple, right? And then again, if you have a unique use case or some kind of outcome you're trying to create, our team will work with you on how to figure out how to make that integration work, how to make that workflow work, how to make that process work for you within our tool. So the collaboration and white glove support that we offer is huge. I would also say, look, for the right types of partners that we're working with, if the partnership does make sense, we are definitely fans of sharing the revenue and growth opportunities and potential there. So, we have a very lucrative partner program, which again, once we talk through, if you're a good fit, we can talk through it. But again, it's a partnership, a true partnership. We're working together towards common goals. But once we do, the revenue sharing is something that we definitely, we're generous.
I do want to add too, right, whether you're a managed service provider or whether you're a vendor, if we know that, hey, no, you're really not looking for AlertOps, but we know this other tool that can do an awesome job for you, we're going to push them there that way, right? And vice versa. In the case, there are other vendors that I meet with on a regular basis that we don't even integrate with to say, hey, yeah, oh, we have this technical issue. Well, we had that a few years ago. This is how we got around it, right? Thought leadership, sharing, and essentially doubling down on eliminating the tribal knowledge that's siloed to an individual or an organization is another way that I think we're committed to giving back to the channel.
Cam, I am so glad you brought that up, dude. I love this channel. I spent almost my entire adult career in this channel. The reason I love this channel so much is because of this collaborative nature that we have. This is super unique that I think to our, MSP little industry that we're all in, where we truly are about helping each other. Cam knows we do a ton of work within just giving back to the community as much as we can. We work with a lot of organizations just providing pure education out there, no strings attached. We are huge, huge fans of looking for what is the win as a whole and growing the community together. So, while we're pretty selective from the channel program as who we partner with, in terms of giving back collaboration and figure out new ways to do things that help the channel as a whole is like something we're all super passionate about.
So as we close out today, if I'm a solution provider in the channel who hears this and goes, yes, I've heard everything I want to hear, how do I learn more about AlertOps and where do I go to become a partner? Where can they go?
AlertOps.com, hit our contact form. We'll have one of our team reach out to you. If you want to reach out to me personally, you can reach me on LinkedIn. You can send me an email.
Cam, Raph, thank you both so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Honestly, been an honor and a pleasure as well. Katie, thank you so much. By the way, props to you guys for all the work you guys do in the community as well. The stuff you guys put out, the content you guys put out is top notch. For any vendors out there that are interested in working again with a community that gets it, technology advice, fantastic. Thank you again, Katie. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much, Raph. I appreciate that. And thank you at home for watching or listening today. To see more Partner POV, you can head on over to channelinsider.com. I'm Katie Bovoso, and I'll see you next time.